First of all, basically, how do you describe your job?
So I am head of the federal agency that funds humanities across the nation. And with our peer review panels, and then our staff makes recommendations to our national council, and they make recommendations to me. And ultimately, my responsibility is to decide whether we're going to fund a grant request or not.
The Trump administration has said in the past that it would like to eliminate funding for the National Endowment for the Humanities. What is the status of the agency right now?
Yes, the Trump administration submitted a budget request of $41 million, and that would be the amount of money necessary to close the agency. The House of Representatives has reviewed that number, and they have countered with a request of $145 million, which would continue the agency and operations as they are now. The U.S. Senate has not revealed their number yet, but once the House and Senate both have a number, those will be reconciled, and they'll be presented to the president for funding or not.
Looking further down the road, 4 or 5 years, what is the prognosis?
Well, I don't, you know, project a future intent of Congress or of any administration, but one point, if you want to set aside the federal budget, and let's just talk about the nation itself, we're always going to want to invest in our culture, in learning, in libraries, in books, in knowledge of American history, in celebration of our literature. But one thing I can say about this visit today, for example, to Rhode Island, is how much of that investment is being done by local government, by state government, and by private citizens. One of the important things I would say about federal funding for the cultural agencies is that it's always being married to private investment from citizens and from community leaders.
What's it like to lead an organization that clearly is not a funding priority? Do you ever wonder why in the world you took this job?
It's a privilege to do this job, to come to cities all across the country, towns all across the country, to talk with them about what they value most. Here today is about the province Athenaeum, but at the same time, I'm also meeting with professors about their research. I'm talking with the state librarian. I'm meeting with community leaders that are talking about cultural tourism. So that is such an extraordinary honor. Honestly, I could not think of somebody who loves culture that wouldn't want to do this. And in terms of the budget, that's an important part of what I do, but it is by no means all that my colleagues and I do.
What would you say to Rhode Islanders who say, why should I care about the NEH?
Well, one of the reasons I'm excited about being in Rhode Island and one close tie is that the late Senator Claiborne Pell helped lead the legislation during LBJ's administration and for the establishment of the NEA and the NEH. So it's hard to overstate what Senator Pell's leadership meant on a national level to establish these agencies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.